How are you, Rowan?
Okay, thanks. Great.
This is it. The end is nigh.
The end is nigh. We're in the middle of packing and surrounded by backpacks and boxes at the moment.
How's it been? How's your whole tenure as Archbishop of Canterbury been?
Well, never a dull moment, as they say, and some fantastic foreign trips, but you know, lots of burdens, lots of difficult decisions, and fantastic people to meet.
How long has it been?
Almost exactly 10 years to the day.
Really?
Since I moved into Lambeth Palace.
And did it turn out to be as you expected it to be, or did you have an open mind?
I don't think anybody could expect really what it's like. The pressure, the surprises, the events that just come at you, and things like the Jubilee, the Olympics this year, thinking of the good things.
Yes, so it was a great year. Of course, we just must mention the women bishops issue.
Yes.
I know you were disappointed, more than disappointed. That's understating it, isn't it?
Well, I was deeply sad about it and very conscious of all the people for whom it meant a bit of their own future would be put off, you know.
So what happens now?
The bishops are going to bring it back as soon as they can, as soon as we've got something worked out, probably by early next summer. So we appointed a group last week to work on that.
And what little cogs can you change and can you twist to make it go better this next time?
It's difficult, isn't it? The main thing is that people don't sort of trust the system. They don't feel that the bishops will look after them if they disagree with this, and so dig their heels in. And that's understandable, but I think we've got to win some trust there.
All right, OK. So what are you going to do next?
Well, I'm off to Cambridge to be head of a Cambridge college. I'll also be chairing Christian Aid from January. Well, Cambridge from January and then Christian Aid from the spring next year.
OK, and that'll do you?
I think that'll keep me off the streets for a bit.
You said that'll be fine until I fall off my perch. That'll keep me going. Right, you're talking about Twitter now.
Well, yes, because I came across this big story about how the Pope has gone on Twitter. And then there was a big news story also about bishops encouraging people to tweet Christmas messages and so forth. And the way people are surprised at that reminds me of the way people pretend to be surprised when clergy admit to having heard the occasional rude word. Never mind clergy actually using them, let's not go there. Or having watched a soap or something like that. And it's taken for granted we're too unworldly for all this kind of thing. But even speaking as somebody who struggles with any kind of technology, I don't think people ought to assume that all my fellow clergy are as dim as I am about this. I don't buy into the panic either, you know, the panic that you sometimes hear about social media and electronic communication. OK, we all know it can be poisonous and destructive, but there is another side to it. In the aftermath of the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand, there was one student, Sam Johnson. He put out a call through Twitter for help in clearing up after the earthquake and doing some basic rescue work. And thousands of students from all across New Zealand turned up, and they spent weeks and months in Christchurch doing that essential work and getting the community on its feet again. I went to Christchurch a few weeks ago and actually met Sam and some of the others who were involved. And I got to speak at a rock concert that had been laid on free of charge to celebrate all this achievement. Rock concerts and archbishops are about as unlikely a combination as Twitter and the Pope, I know. But what an occasion. It was a fantastic witness to what small initiatives can turn into. And I guess for me as a Christian, Christmas is about God's small initiative, a single baby whose destiny is to change the entire world. And I think if we find that hard to believe, I wonder if it makes it a bit easier when we think of what small initiatives like Sam's can achieve.
Well, thanks so much for being here. Thanks for that
pleasure.
Pause for thought.
Thank you.
Have a happy experience, existence, in the rest of the things that you're going to get up to.
Have a nice life, as they say.
Yeah, well, I was tempted to say that. I didn't want to. I should have. So when do you give the keys back? Is it the 31st of December?
31st of December.
That's it. All right. OK. And where are you going to live then?
Got a base in London for a little bit because my son's still at school in London.
Right.
And Cambridge most of the time, though.
OK. Well, great. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you for being here.